The Nationals in Philadelphia looking for a series sweep on Sunday. Freddy Galvis and his teammates looking to avoid it, and Galvis would play a big part in it. He's up in the bottom of the fourth, first and second, two down, facing Tanner Roark with the Phillies trailing 1-0.
And off the hands, down the right field line, fair ball! It's going to roll softly toward the corner. One run is in, here comes Franco. And he's going to score. Freddy Galvis caught between second and third. The Phils have taken the lead. Now we got a little bit of a rundown going on. Adam Lynn tosses to Trey Turner, who tags out Freddy Galvis. The inning is over, but the Phillies get two of the two-run double by Galvis.
And the 3-2. Swing and a long drive deep left field. That ball is long gone. 15 rows back into the seats at left field. Jason Wirth has his second home run of the game, his third extra base hit of the game, and he has brought the Nationals from behind to in front. A two-run shot makes it 3-2 Washington.
Runners go, pitches it back toward the middle, a base hit into center field. Wirth is around third, he'll score. It'll be an RBI single for Rendon, and it's now 4-2 in favor of the Nationals.
He's the tying run here in the eighth inning today, and the pitch to him. Swung on and hit deep. Left center field, it's got a chance. Taylor back, track wall, gone! Aaron Altair has tied it with a three-run pinch hit home run. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, it's 5-5.
I guess his wrist is okay. Whoa, man.
He crushes it. Aaron Altair off the bench greets Matt Albers, and it's a game-tying pinch hit homer. 5-5, we start over in the eighth.
Oh, a hanging slider, and he just spun it up there in the middle of the plate, and Aaron Altair said, no, you don't.
Altair with his fourth homer of the season.
Freddie had a two-run double in the fourth inning. Up with the bases loaded here.
Hope he falls in love with it.
Turner's not throwing strikes.
No, I hope he falls in love with that breaking ball and bounces one here.
Yeah, the pitch to him. And a line drive to straightaway center field. That's going to do it. Taylor makes the grab. Coming home is Odubel Herrera. And the Phillies have ended their five-game losing streak on a sacrifice fly by Freddy Galvis. They erase a three-run deficit in the eighth inning to tie it. And they win it here in the bottom of the tenth inning.
The Phillies put together a comeback and then defeat the Nationals in 10 innings, 6-5 on Sunday to avoid a sweep and end Washington's four-game winning streak. Here's manager Pete Mackinnon.
Things that stand out, Altair's three-run bomb as a pinch hitter was a very well-timed hit. Freddie, the two-run double earlier, Freddie got a nice bunt down, and Freddie had a sacrifice fly. The catch that Herrera made was spectacular. And I don't even remember if Freddie made a great play, but I assume that he did. Earlier in the game, we hit into two more line drive outs, and that I kept thinking we were snake bitten and what was going to happen. But you have to admit, after losing five in a row, these guys were very resilient. You know, Hellickson didn't give us a complete five innings. Thompson did a pretty good job of, you know, he stumbled a little bit, but he did okay. He was throwing strikes for the most part when he had to. Neshek held the game where it was, which was huge. And then obviously Neris pitched six up, six down, just what the doctor ordered. If I missed anything, let me know.
You know, Aaron was all right wrist-wise before the game.
Yeah, Aaron could have played today, but you know, I didn't want it to come back and have a setback. So I figured with the day off tomorrow, today would be a good day to give him another day off, and knowing he was available to pinch hit. And so it worked out well. Actually, I saved him for that big moment. That's what I did.
Good work. There was always a thing on him that if he could ever hit a breaking ball, and that was a slider, first pitch slider, it wasn't a great one, but that he would be a dangerous hitter with it. Major League capable. Can you see that coming in his game?
For sure I can see it coming. You know, he's got a high ceiling, and to me it's always been the length of his swing. He's always had too long of a swing. He had a little bit of a contorted, if you recall, a contorted setup in the box, and he just shortened everything up. His bat's on his shoulder. He takes it from point A to point C and eliminates point B. So he's direct to the ball, and he's getting good results, and I think he's growing with confidence.
You went 2-8 in these 10 games against the Dodgers, Cubs, and Nationals, but you had a lead in 9 out of those 10 games. What did this stretch tell you about your team against some of the better competition?
Well, you know, we went through that last year. We were playing in so many close games, and the pitching really held us together last year. Not so much this year, but we're doing the same thing this year. We're on the verge of becoming a better team. You know, today in that 9th inning, it was kind of disheartening that we couldn't score there, but we did in the 10th, obviously. It's a good it's something good to see. You know, these guys just kept coming, and I know it's a cliche, but it is what it is, and I'm happy that we have it.
Were you, to go back to Aaron's thing, were you also happy with his at-bat in the 10th where, you know, they're trying to get him to chase?
Who, Freddie?
Aaron. Terry.
Yeah, well, once again, you know, when you get a setup like he's got now where you're short to the ball, you can allow the ball to travel a little bit farther, and it gives you more time to make a decision, and I think that's part of it. I think the fact that he laid off some, you know, semi-tough pitches to lay off, that says a lot about how far he's come. So I'm looking forward to watching him play a little bit more.
Had you seen Freddie had a couple rough moments in Chicago there, obviously. Had you seen any change in him over the last couple of days that those plays had affected him in any way?
No, I expect Freddie to make every play. He has not shown any lack of confidence at all. The thing about Freddie is he enjoys playing, and he knows he's good, and he wants to be good. So he eliminates that. He put everything behind him.
You often don't want him to lift the ball. Are you agree with him to lift the ball there?
Well, if you notice, he didn't really try to lift that ball. He swung down on that ball, which is the thing that I always preach to these guys. You stay above the ball and you go down to it, and if you get that backspin on the ball, you're going to lift it in the air. So he did a good job. You know, at that point, you just want to hit the ball hard somewhere.
Naris seemed to use the splitter a little more. Does he think he's got the message that you might get him back on track here?
I think so. You know, I'm hoping so. I you know, he threw some real good ones, and he's using it more, and I think the more he uses it, the more hitters have to worry about it, and they can't sit on his fastball.
Freddie Galvis with a couple of doubles and the eventual game-winning sacrifice fly in the bottom of the 10th as the Phillies pick up the win. Here's Galvis on his Sunday afternoon.
You try to put the ball on play and try to bring that run to the home plate. I put it on there. It was, I think, a good pitch to hit, and we win the game.
Freddie, in a 162-game season, you know, there are some games where you just have to go out and grind it out and win. And you guys were able to do that today.
Yeah.
How important was it to get this one today?
We have to fight every day, man, no matter what. I think it's a long season. We have to keep playing hard and play with heart every single day. I think the game we've been losing is, like, really tight games. We're going to keep working, try to get better, and try to win more games.
One comment on your teammate Aaron Altair and how his ability to come up in big situations to get the job done early this season.
Yeah, I think he's doing pretty good, man. He's put a good swing on the ball. His mentality has changed this year a lot, and I think he's going to be a superstar.
The Phillies get a day off Monday before hosting Seattle Tuesday.